Ken Wiseman, Sunday Is Not the Same Without You Will Be Listening, and I've got a play for Ken later. Costa Essence, 94. Are you on DAB, Vicky?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, next year.
Next year, Costa. Kevin, Cougar of the Airwaves. Okay, I'll take that. Pete Dawson, good luck with the show. Titch Roberts, when am I returning to EastEnders? I'm waiting. Taddy's Nap, I'll be there. Claire Champion, looking forward to your show. Vicky and Paul, I always enjoy your banter and music trivia. McFarlane, 94, I'll be listening. Liverpool, 9789, happy weekend. Lexi Allen, can't wait for tomorrow's show. Love the oldie but goodie songs. Bruce Langlands, make Sunday a Sunday with Vic's Mix. Me and my drums, good luck with your show. Craig Robinson, I'll be there. Vernon Watts, see you there, Vicky. Lovely comments from Andy Davis and John Matthews, to name but a few. Oh, yeah, Paul Rogers and Kevin Baker, Paul Sutcliffe, Imran, and Philip Hilton sent us a joke. Okay, I don't know whether you heard this. It's pretty good, this. Okay, Philip. I just got divorced from my cross-eyed wife. She was seeing someone on the side. And the star, reference headline, allo, allo, the bed bug. So I got some comments on that. Adam Lee said, with the wet celery, no. Just makes me itch thinking about it. AJ, back on the front page of the Nationals, yep. Carl Darters, was this code for you and Renee behind Edith's back? The bed bugs, brilliant. Carla Austin, mind you, Madam Fanny's flashing bed knobs would have seen them off, I'm sure. I think she's right. Chris Boo, I'm sure Madam Edith had all the beds bugged anyway to make sure Rennie wasn't up to something. Anything. Really good, yeah. Jeff LUFC said, hope you get image rights, Vicky. Nah. Uh-huh. But thank you for all your lovely and very witty messages, and thank you all for listening. You're all brilliant. Okay, so what's going on next? Should we play that? What's going on? Marvin Gaye.
You know we've got
That was What's Going On, Marvin Gaye, 1971, written by Marvin Gaye, Al Cleveland and Ronaldo Benson. From Gaye's concept album, What's Going On, one of the first Motown songs to make a powerful statement. It was a protest song and the lyrics were based on stories Gaye's brother told him about the Vietnam War. And Gaye hadn't really taken his songwriting seriously up to this point, but this song was a turning point in his writing career. Now, not a lot of people know this. But before his solo career, Marvin was a member of a boy band called the New Moonglows, who frequently backed who?
I don't know.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, wow. Yeah. Cool.
And he also spent many years as a drummer playing for the likes of the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, and many more. Mm. And there is... Did you know that there's an official Marvin Gaye Day?
Is it?
Yeah. Following Gaye's passing in 1984, Mayor Marion Barry declared his birthday the 2nd of April a national holiday. That's good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's really nice. Okay, what shall I do? What shall I play next? Shall we do a Temptations number? I can't get next to you.
Hold it. Listen.
I Can't Get Next to You, The Temptations, 1969, written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, was a UK number 13. And I'm playing it for what would have been singer Melvin Franklin's birthday, which would have been on the 12th of October. Melvin earned himself the nickname Blue from his bandmates. Do you know why he was called Blue?
No.
Okay. It's because of his obsession with the song that had a line in it, which was, Ne Blue, Deep Into the Blue. Which was otherwise known to you and me as Volare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was obsessed with that, and that's how he got his nickname Blue. My mum loved that song; she used to play it all the time.
He wasn't just wearing blue all the time, then.
No, like you and me. Yeah,
and you,
actually, we're very blue today. And what's that called? A blue mic cover.
Yeah,
I've got a blue mic cover. It was Otis Williams who asked Melvin to team up with his band while they were still at school. The band at the time were undergoing various name changes, and despite being classmates, Franklin didn't really know Williams that well, but thought it would be okay if Williams asked his mum first. These two founder members of the Temptations were the only two who never left the group. The Temptations were in the news this week. They appeared at a private event in Detroit honouring the Temptations and the Four Tops, where it was announced that the major expansion planned for Motown Museum will go ahead in the spring of 2024. I bet that's good. The museum is housed in the famed Hitsville, USA building at 2648 West Grand Boulevard. I didn't know there was a Motown Museum.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I reckon that'd be really good. Otis has been with the Temptations for over 60 years. That's a long time. And there is currently playing at the Prince Edward Theatre in London, Ain't Too Proud, which is about the life and times of the Temptations. That'd be worth seeing. Because their songs are great. That's a great song. Okay, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. So shall we play an Earth, Wind and Fire number?
Yeah.
It's about time we had a groove. Let's groove. That was Let's Groove, Earth, Wind and Fire. 1981 was UK number 3, written by Maurice White and Wayne Vaughan. And I'm playing it for what would have been sax player Andrew Wolfolk's birthday, which would have been on the 11th of October. Andrew also worked with Level 42, Denise Williams and Phil Collins during his career.
There was a big sort of association between Phil Collins and Genesis and Earth, Wind and Fire. I mean, they're two bands you wouldn't think have much in common if you think about like Genesis's hits and so on, but Earth, Wind and Fire's horn section play on a few Genesis songs, Paper Late and No Reply at All and so on. And also Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, the lead singer of Earth, Wind and Fire, had a massive number one with Easy Lover.
So that was the two of them.
Yeah, because a lot of people didn't really know who Philip Bailey was, but he was the voice of Earth, Wind and Fire. Yeah.
Well, you're a font of information.
I am, yes, I am today.
That was brilliant, like, was it? It was Maurice White who founded Earth, Wind and Fire with brother Verdeen White. They recruited singer Philip Bailey, drummer Ralph Johnson, and enough horn players to blow the roof off.
They had a great horn section, no doubt.
Brilliant group. They were ahead of their time in terms of stage shows, and they often incorporated what into their performances?
Oh, I don't know.
Magic.
Magic, Oscar.
Yeah, magic.
Wow.
And James Brown was a big influence on the band, and this track is from the album Raise, and the cover has an Egyptian theme, which was all the rage in America at the time. So, great band, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is a great singer, one of my faves. I love Cliff Richard. This is Devil Woman.
She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna
was Devil Woman, Cliff Richard, 1976, was UK number 9, and I'm playing it for Sir Cliff's birthday, which was the 14th of October. I worked with Cliff during the launch of the film version of Run For Your Wife and interviewed him as he was being filmed outside Shaftesbury Theatre busking to a queue of people outside the theatre. This was in the film. Mm. So he was dressed as a down and out busker, which is brilliant. And well, I remember first time I met him was Status Quo. But we won't go into that because I embarrassed myself. I went, oh, Cliff Richard! My mistake.
Actually, I do remember that story, and it's a great story.
I didn't realise he was there. But I was a big fan back in the day. But he's such a nice man. You know, he really is a nice man. And the film, oh, my God, Ray Cooney's Run For Your Wife wrote it, and he did the film, and he cast it, and, like, hundreds of amazing actors just came and supported and just did the film for nothing. Not everyone, but played cameo roles.
Yeah.
The main cast were Danny Dyer, Sarah Harding, and we lost, Denise Van Outen, Neil Morrissey, Lionel Blair, Chris Biggins. And many of Ray's friends joined the cast with cameo roles, including Dame Judi Dench, Richard Brier, CBE, Sir Donald Sinden, Dame June Whitfield, Dame Maureen Lipman, Bernard Cribbins, OBE, Prunella Scale, CBE, Timothy West, CBE, and Jenny Seagrove and Katie Manning, to name but a few. There were lots more. About this, well, this song, do you remember that was Gene Haviland came in with Robert Duncan and I interviewed
him? Yeah, yeah.
And Gene Haviland played the Devil Woman on the video.
That's right, yeah.
And she was also the original Baby Sham girl. Mm. And I was actually in a Baby Sham advert back in the day with Robin Parkinson, who was the lead man in it.
Oh, right.
And Robin became the last Monsieur Leclerc in Allo Allo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All coincidence. And Cliff's got a new album out on the 3rd of November, Cliff with Strings, My Kind of Life. And he starts his Blues Sapphire tour on the 6th of November at the Aventim Apollo. He is amazing, isn't he?
Just incredible how many decades he just keeps going and going, doesn't he?
And he's like just so youthful still, you know, in his being. Oh, and I wanted to say a happy birthday to Katie Manning. It was her birthday on the 14th. She played Jo Grant in Doctor Who. Mm. And she's been a mate, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she did move out to Australia for a while and then came back again. Also a mention for Jenny Seagrove, who is producer Bill Kenwright's partner. And Bill Kenwright is now at home after recovering from a major cancer surgery. So get well soon, Bill. And his news was publicised by Everton Football Club this week, where he is chairman. And also he was the former star of one of the stars of Coronation Street. Mm. He played Gordon Clegg in his acting career. He's doing much better as a producer now. He played the adopted son of Betty Turpin before your time. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
I sort of vaguely remember that. Yeah, amazing.
But we are only 35 and 34 years old.
Yeah, I'm only 35, that's it. This is a request from the fabulous Ken Wiseman. This is Unforgettable, Nat King Cole.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. In every way, and forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
That was Unforgettable, Nat King Cole, 1951, and it was requested by Ken Wiseman. It's one of his favourite songs, and he'd like it played in memory of my sister Susie. Oh, and he sent me a lovely card. Thank you, Ken. And he's put a picture of my sister Susie on the front with sympathy, and I'm so sorry for your loss. And he's obviously made this. It looks absolutely, well, he's constructed it, and it's just beautiful. And he sent me a lovely message. So, thank you. He says, sleep tight, Susie. God bless. That's upsetting. No. But no, it's not upsetting. It's really lovely that people care, you know. So, thank you, Ken. And thank you for the card. And I hope you enjoyed the song. There's been numerous covers of this song. There's Aretha Franklin, Roberta Flack, Marvin Gaye, Engelbert Humperdinck, Johnny Mathis, Peggy Lee, Dina Washington, to name but a few. They are major names. Mm. But in 1991, the song was edited and reworked as a duet with Nat and his daughter, Natalie. It was the idea of Elvis Presley's MD, Joe Guercio, and reached number three in the American Billboard charts. So, you know, it was a hit again.
Yeah, remember
and obviously
that.
It was a hit for all of the other people that did it. Mm. But a lovely, lovely song and beautiful. And thank you for that, Ken. Okay, what shall I play next? Should we do a Sade number?
Okay.
I love this one. Smooth Operator.
Smooth operator. to ask Jesus. Smooth operator.
That was Smooth Operator, Jardé, 1984. It was Jardé's breakthrough song. Jardé also acts and made her acting debut alongside David Bowie in Absolute Beginners, a musical rock film based on a novel by Colin McInnes. She was born in Nigeria, but brought up where?
In Essex.
Correct. I think she was Colchester?
It was Nick Lecter. Colin McPhee, I think yeah.
And...
it might have been Colchester as well, yeah. But I think I think her school was in Holland, yeah.
All right. So Essex
Holland,
talent
yes.
comes out of Essex. Jardé was a fashion designer and model before becoming a singer. She designed some of Spandau Ballet's costumes for their first US tour. And her contributions to music have made her a global figure. She sang at Live Aid in 1985, received an OBE in 2002. She was given a CBE in 2017 for services to music. But she claims to be shy and she rarely grants interviews. But she's so talented. Mm. I mean, I love her songs. But talking of talent, where was I last night?
Somewhere... with some talented people.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
I went to Autism's Got Talent in London, yeah, right. The Mermaid Theatre. And Anna Kennedy has put this together, and she's absolutely brilliant. You should vote for her for Woman of the Year, because what she's done in helping, you know, kids with autism, or, you know, and it's been unbelievable. And she's helped so many of these kids, you know, when they were shouting out for help. So... I want to give a shout out for her, Aston Avery, Dawn and Keith Avery, and Stephen Smith. Also, my mate, Dr. Pam Spur, was there, the psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's brilliant. But I wanted to talk. I introduced two people. Okay, so the first girl I sang, and they've all got issues, but they're proud. And I think that's what they've been taught. And I think they were absolutely amazing. There were so many good acts there. And it was inspiring. But this little girl, she was 10. So this is Isla McManus. Unbelievable. Singer.
Wow.
Now, for me to be gobsmacked takes some doing. Because I've seen some absolutely amazing, talented people. She's little. She's a little, pretty, little dark. And so I've introduced her. This voice came out of... this was like Tina Turner in a 10-year-old voice. It was deep. It was big.
Wow.
It was absolutely brilliant. Mm. I guarantee you she will be going places. I don't know why she's not on Britain's Got Talent or something like that. I'm sure, you know, that she would have to be. She's just absolutely brilliant. Mm. And also I introduced a chap called Zach Brooks. He was 28. And he was... non-verbal, he couldn't communicate or talk up until about 22, when he was 22, and then he started doing sort of comedy, and it really brought him out of his shell, and he was really funny, although he had difficulty in delivery, you know, not difficult, but like a sort of a bit of a stutter to get the gags out, but it didn't matter, because he was really funny. So he's another one to look out for, everyone, Zach Collins. But it was lovely, and it was inspiring. So, people get on the phone. You have to phone in to vote for Anna Kennedy, and she's done an amazing job. So, yeah, if you don't mind, you don't have to pay for the phone call. In fact, I will get the number, which I haven't got in front of me, before the show finishes. Okay, what shall we play next? Shall we do a Paul Young number?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tear your playhouse down. I'm going to tear your playhouse down, Paul Young, the fabulous Paul Young, 1973. And I'm playing it because I love Paul Young and I love this record. Paul has been a major star on the music scene for 40 years since his song No No Palais went to number one. Oh, did I mention Hello Hello?
I don't think so.
Now to mark its 40th anniversary, Paul is launching his memoir, Take a Piece of Me With You, during his current Behind the Lens tour around the UK, which extends into 2024. All the dates are on his website. I'd like to catch that. I'd like to know the stories. They'd be brilliant. Paul's tour includes his best loved hits and memories of his career. It's similar to an audience with style show. So you can he meets and greets the fans. So that'd be great. Okay, so I want to catch that. What shall I play next? Shall we do it? I've got to play a Tina Turner number for my baby girl. Okay. So this is Better Be Good to Me.
Whispers in the night. I'm captured by present your case. Yes, I know. You keep telling me that you love me.
Better Be Good to Me, Tina Turner, 1984. And I'm playing it for my baby Louise's birthday, which is going to be on the 18th of October. So, and I know she loves Tina Turner, so that's for my Louise and Ellis. And and also a mention for Richard Harris, who was my late sister's partner. His birthday was on the 9th of October. And Bodie Hayes, who is, I think, a great niece, which was on the 11th of October. And this was a track from Tina's Private Dancer album, which was so instrumental in her comeback. It's a great song. It's just, I don't think she's got a bad song. I mean, sometimes you look at the ones that no one knows, and they're just still brilliant.
Well, she's got a voice that carries everything, hasn't she?
Exactly. What, got to see that little one, that Isla. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She was unbelievable. Like, it was like, did that come out of that little... That little, the little thing, you just went, it can't be. It was absolutely brilliant. Should we do some, I've got some shout-outs for the family. So, my niece, little Susie Duffy, Paige and Kira, Adam and Maria, Sophie and Jack, Richard and Nicole, my sister Annie and Paul, Eddie, Kelly, Scarlett and Sienna, sister June and Tim, Joe, David and Debbie, Mikey and Levana, Lou, Elena, Nirvana and Bodie, and the fabulous Jimmy Hayes. And if you got some, they're all my family. There's more.
We got some more listeners. So hello to Bob Brown, John Rapson, Paul Sharland, Jan P, Chris Dixon, David Slimman, Richard Myers, Cole Lawrenson, Steve Bull, Jason Nielsen, Stephen Rudderham, Christina Douglas, Five Star, Michael Stevenson, John Whitting, Mike Gillivan, John Matthews, Andrew Carroll, Kay Hussein, M Music, Katarina Branstom, Jimbo, James Tarrant, Mick Dowling, J Mo, Rune Ulrichs, Dave Taylor, Laurie Bowden, Kevin Baxter, Benny Van Doom, Harry Bosch, John Nettleton, Paul Sutcliffe, Art, Guana Duve, Satin Boy, Poirot, Mark Carter, Michael Byrne, Pete Chegwin, Keith Jacobs, Michael Murdoch, Bryn Roberts, Thomas Wilson, Dougie Mason, Glenn Curry Davids, Peter Fitzgibbons, Felix Langerfield, Ashley Tipton, Paul Phillips, Paul Clapp at Limelight, Nicholas Johns, Paul Jones, G. Davis, Napoleon Solo, and Davila V.
Napoleon Solo, that name rings a bell.
Yeah, meant from Uncle, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening. You're all fabulous. Okay, well, I'm going to play a madness number.
Okay.
And this is My Name is Michael Caine.
We get ya, ya, ya. Somebody scream. is mine, yes. Throw it all away.
My name is Michael Caine. By Madness, 1984. It was written by Daniel Woodgate. It was a UK number 11. And actually, Michael Caine's real name was Maurice Micklewhite. I think everyone knows that now. Mm. You know,
I'll tell you something about that song, though, and not a lot of people know this.
Oh, go on then.
But that's the only Madness song that Suggs doesn't sing.
Wow.
It's Chas Smash.
That's a bit like him, doesn't it?
It does, and that's Chas why people Smash. Don't know that. Chas Smash was the he was the trumpet player, and he was also the dancer who gave it all the Nutty Boy thing on
lovely.
Stage. And he sings it, but because he sounds like Suggs, people don't realise.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a really good bit of information there. Thank you for that.
Not a lot of people know that.
But I'm playing this because... not a lot of people know. I'm playing this because Sir Michael Caine has announced his retirement from acting this week at the age of 90. And it comes after the release of his latest film, The Great Escaper, in which he starred alongside the great Glenda Jackson, who sadly passed away on the 15th of June. And Sir Michael claimed last month he was sort of retired, but said now... I keep saying I'm going to retire. Well, I am now.
Mm.
He's done loads of films. I always remember I used to talk to his agent. He never used to turn the films down. So, and you used to go, but then he was great. You know, he did some great films, you know, working non-stop.
He needs some time off, doesn't he? Just take it easy a bit.
Oh, no. He probably enjoys doing it. But
that's true.
You know, he's just, what is he?
Go on holiday.
Age of 90 now.
I know.
But, you know,
incredible.
But he's still... great. And this film, The Great Escaper, is based on the real-life story of Royal Navy veteran Bernard John Jordan, who absconded from his care home in Sussex in 2014. And you were talking about this, weren't you? Because I remember reading about that. And when I was reading up on this film, it's getting 4.9 stars. And I think that, you know, during his career, Sir Michael's won 2 Oscars, both for Best Supporting Actor in Hannah and Her Sisters and The Cider House Rules. He's won BAFTAs for Educating Rita, Jack the Ripper and Little Voice. Glenda Jackson, CBE, won Oscars for Women in Love and A Touch of Class. She also won 3 Emmy Awards, for 2 for Elizabeth R and 1 for Elizabeth Is Missing. 2 BAFTAs, Sunday Bloody Sunday and Elizabeth Is Missing. A Tony for 3 Tall... Oh, God, it goes on ad infinitum. You know, but... 2 great actors.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to see this film. And I think what he said was like, I might as well retire now on a high. And when you're getting out of 5 stars for 4.9 in the reviews, it's got to be a good film. I want to see it. But it was Roy, yes, it was, he absconded from his care home in 2014 to join the 70th D-Day celebrations in Normandy.
Mm.
Do you remember reading about that?
I do, yeah. It's an amazing story, actually.
Yeah, it's an
amazing
story, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay, what shall I play next? Shall I play a Chuck Berry number?
Yeah.
This is... I'm going to be sad that Michael Caine's not going to do any more films.
I suppose so, yeah.
Get Carter. Mm. Or
great film.
Yeah. I know. So this is Chuck Berry playing You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. you truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can. Cherry red 53 and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
That was You Never Can Tell, Chuck Berry, 1964, written by Chuck Berry. And I'm playing it because I like it, and also I loved it in Pulp Fiction, because it featured in the film Pulp Fiction with Uma Thurman and John Travolta. And John Travolta created the dance for the twist. So when you listen to this record, you could see them doing the dance.
Yeah.
And he created the dance for the twist competition scene in Pulp Fiction following a discussion with director Quentin Tarantino. Tarantino originally wanted the duo to do the twist, as the scene was depicting a twist competition. But Travolta said there was only so much you could do with a twist, which is true, and suggested they incorporate some of the other popular dancers around from the era. After a quick demo, Tarantino agreed. It was absolutely brilliant. So, but not a lot of people know this. John took tap dance lessons from Gene Kelly's brother, Fred, as a child.
That's interesting, now, yeah.
I haven't seen him tap dance, though.
No, I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Oh, my God, is that it?
That's it.
Have we come to the end?
All out of time, yeah. Oh,
so quick. You've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Thanks for twiddling the flashing knobs, Paul, and to Nikki for helping with the research, and to all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's Natalie Bayes and Spencer Hawking with the arts programme through till 6 o'clock. And I'll be back next Sunday. But in the meantime, I'm leaving you this week with another track in tribute to the wonderful Sir Michael Caine and his final film role in The Great Escaper. What else could it be but the theme to The Great Escape? Have a great week, everyone.